Welcome to lesson number 8 of the FEEL Virtual Mastery Program. To finish up our lessons on anger, we are going to focus on creating an experiential shift today. Again, all you need to do is follow along with me. To do so, please be sure you are doing this at a time when you are free from distractions and in a quiet and peaceful place that feels safe for you to explore your inner world. So let's begin. To begin, I will ask you to gently close your eyes and begin to focus on your heart. Feel the energy within your heart for a moment. Breathe in its love and truth it offers you. Know that in your heart, you are safe as you explore memories and feelings from the past and the present. From your heart, I'd like you to imagine a tunnel that you can take that will bring you back to your childhood. This tunnel feels very safe and comforting. It is filled with protective light. So whether your childhood was joy-filled or difficult, you feel safe with the experiences you now have to go back to that time in your life. As you enter through the tunnel, imagine in your childhood the people around you, especially those that loved you and that you loved. Notice how you interact with them and take a moment to feel those exchanges. Some of the exchanges you had with those that you loved were also challenging at times, even though there was great care toward each other. Turn to a time in which someone you cared for deeply became angry at you. Remember, even if you felt great harm from this experience, you are now safe. Take a deep breath and tap into how you felt when you experienced someone being angry towards you as a child. Did you feel scared, confused, maybe overwhelmed? Did you feel like you did something terribly wrong? Were you sad and cried, or did you fight back as well? Sit for a moment with your feelings. Take another breath and look at the person who was angry at you. What you see as a child is likely someone who scares and intimidates you with their anger. The anger you have felt from them is their ego trying to hide how utterly powerless they feel in the situation, or perhaps even in their own life. Label and know the situation as you receiving the brunt of that person's anger through their ego. You received the pain involved from the ego side of anger, and it impacted you profoundly. If there's anything you want to say to that person, do so now. Take a breath, let go of the experience, and turn back to the tunnel you came from, and relax for a moment back into your heart. feel the unconditional love that your heart offers you at all times, and bask in that love for another moment. Now let's take a step back into the tunnel again. This time the tunnel takes you to a more recent experience in which you were the person who felt angry. And that anger felt very raw to you. That anger was so raw, you felt like a completely different person. You felt out of control. Maybe even verbally or physically aggressive. Whatever the case was, you really let that person or people have it. Take note of how you felt in that moment. Notice that it's beyond just anger. Maybe you had felt disgusted, enraged, disrespected. Really sit with and understand what feelings and thoughts were coming through you at that moment. Notice the judgments you felt toward others and yourself. What are those judgments about? What is pushing your button in that moment? How was your ego telling you that you were right or justified? Begin to see through the vision of your heart and the insight of your inner wisdom what was unacceptable to your ego in that moment of your anger. How did your ego get bruised in that moment? What vulnerability was within you that your ego was trying to protect? Look into the eyes of the people who received your ego version of anger. What was their reaction? Continue looking into their eyes. What feelings came up for them? And how did it make you feel? Did you ignore their feelings? Or were you affected? Did you show how you felt? Or did you hide your feelings behind the mask of your ego anger? Look back into the eyes of the people who received your ego version of anger. And if there is anything you want to say to that person or people, do so now. Take a breath, let go of the experience, and turn back to the tunnel you came from. Relax for a moment back into your heart. Feel the unconditional love that your heart offers you, and it offers it to you at all times. Know that the love within your heart is truly accepting of you in all conditions, especially those experiences when the ego takes over. the wisdom, love, and truth of your heart is here for you at all times. Bask in that love for another moment. Your heart honors all of the work you have done to work to personally evolve and grow. Because of the work you have done, you are ready for this new insight regarding your anger. Your heart wants you to know that your anger can be one of your greatest gifts and wants to reassure you that you can use it as such in the future. Your heart wants you to know that it is certain that you will feel anger again, and not to worry, and not to judge. You will feel outraged, disrespected, and not heard. Maybe it will be in regard to someone close to you. Maybe it's about your job, or even politics or religion. Whatever the case is, your heart wants you to know that you are not the victim, and you do have power in each and every situation to act in accordance with your anger from your heart. Your heart wants you to know that whatever stirs you is doing so for a reason. Your heart wants you to be stirred and to be roused, because through your anger is your passion. Your passion is the fire of love that will propel you to live a fulfilled life. You are meant to take action on what authentically stirs up your anger. You are meant to take a stance for you. No more whining. No more complaining. Your anger is telling you to get moving and to do so out of love for you. When you take action from love, you also feel love for those who are the cause of the injustice that angers you. With this new insight coming out of love, you will be able to tap into energy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Muhammad Gandhi, who were a model as how to lovingly take a stance and still move mountains. Their anger was powerful yet respectful to those who caused the injustice, and your anger can do the same. Your anger is just as powerful, and your anger is just as needed to create shifts within your life and within the world. Sense that fire within you. That is your power. That is your passion. You no longer have to turn to your ego to hide from that side of you. You are no longer the victim or the aggressor. You now know how to lovingly own your power, and will do so from your anger through your heart. Sit with your internal fire. Be comfortable with it. You now have the insight to use it wisely. Know it. Feel it. Love it. And trust in it. Your internal fire is ready to serve you now. You can now open your eyes and take a moment to affirm the feelings you experienced throughout this experience. And spend a few minutes writing down how you feel. I'll see you next week. Until next time, continue to enjoy and honor the power that exists within you.